The following programming is sponsored by School of Investing Corporation. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, or Beasley Media Group.
Good morning, I'm Larry Steinhaus, and welcome to Money Chat Now. Money Chat Now is a politically charged stock market pre-show giving you the politics behind the biggest moves in the stock market. It is presented with comedic common sense by an expert in financial literacy, and hey, that's me, Larry Steinhaus. Today is Thursday, March 19th, and I want to welcome you to the show. We are here live on WWDB Radio 860 AM in Philadelphia, and we are live on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube. Hey, if you want to, you can find me, of course, on Facebook, on LinkedIn, Twitter, True Social, TikTok, and other social media by searching Larry Steinhaus. Also, by the way, if you're watching online, hit that like button. Come on, guys, hit that like button, hit that share button. Let me know you are. Let me know you're enjoying the show. And don't forget to subscribe to the YouTube channel, because once again, we need YouTube followers because they keep deleting the channel. And don't forget to like the Money Chat Now page on Facebook, and you can comment live during the show on YouTube, Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter. And please say hi so I know you're watching. And of course, as you know, if you are not in the Money Chat Now fan page and you're not commenting from somewhere else, I may not know who you are. So page, like it, and comment from there so I can say hi. Real quick, we got a couple of people saying hi. We got James and Ken. Thanks so much. I always appreciate you guys. Money Chat Now is also brought to you by Investor Schooling, and you can attend a complimentary class this Thursday by going to investorschooling.com, and there you will learn about real estate investing and stock options trading from those who do it every day. And today is Thursday, so come on now. Today's Thursday, so if you want to, you can come tonight. All right, so today we're going to be just talking about the futures update. We're going to be talking about election integrity and what I found out. We're going to be talking about the baby formula crisis again, and of course, banning food exports and loan defaults are rising. So real quick, before we get started, I want to say hello to a couple of people who also have joined us, Peter and Tom and Colin and John. Thanks so much. All right, here we go. Let's get into it. Hey, am I allowed to say what the I guess not, but what the it was a horrible day yesterday. The Dow might be getting to a scary point. By the way, like I said before, if the Dow drops below 31,300 again, the Dow will be on its way to 28,000 a lot faster than I anticipated it. All the money managers are moving to safe, high dividend paying stocks, and that is leaving companies very undervalued. Even Target yesterday, that dropped almost 30% on poor earnings, is a bargain at this price with a PE of about 10. However, if you were listening yesterday, I said that stocks will return to pre-pandemic levels, and basically I suggested that they might return, actually when I say pre-pandemic, I mean pre-pandemic values, and I suggested they would be at 2017 to 2018 numbers, and it looks like that's going to be correct. And if I am correct, that put Target at a price of about 88, so it still has another 50% drop to go. Think about that. The number of about 28,000 on the Dow comes from the same theory. The Dow was about 27 to 28,000 during the pre-pandemic time period. The artificialness of the market is now evaporating. The real question for me will be whether the travel stocks will go to the 2017, 2018 levels as well. You know, look, CCL in 2017 was about 40, and AAL in 2017 was about 31. These numbers make sense, but only if the market stops reacting to panic and starts working again. You know, Apple is right now, it's down to about 140, but adjusting for the split, that would mean Apple would be in the 70s when the dust settles. Yikes. Ooh, time to run for the hills, and I can see that the money managers are doing the same thing. I can't imagine someone being, you know, maybe even retired last year who wants to retire on what they thought was a good sum of money. I can't imagine what they're thinking right now. It must be bad. As the futures tank again today, it really worries me. Normally, I would say, look ahead, you know, for a dead cat bounce today. However, it's a gloomy market feeling that may keep this from happening. In the past, I would see a big drop day like yesterday cause a short-term drop the next day in the morning, and then, you know, basically today, that's basically what happened today, and then by afternoon, the market would turn back green. Look, it's still possible, and, you know, it may happen, but I don't know, just something feels really bad today. I'm not sure. Anyway, watch for it today, and hopefully that'll be the same pattern as usual. Hey, let's take a quick look at the futures. They're not as bad as they were before. They're horrible, but they're not as bad as they were before. The Dow is down 285, the S&P is down 35, and the NASDAQ is down 110. A couple of people joining us online. We got Robin and Jeff, and we got Rob. Thanks so much. I totally appreciate you guys, and it looks like Mike as well. All right, so thanks, guys, for watching. I always appreciate you guys watching. Hey, let's take a look at election fraud data. And I got to tell you something. I don't know if you saw my Facebook post, but take a look at this. I was looking at the election voting numbers, and something just looked wrong to me. You know, tell me if you feel the same way after I review the numbers. So we all know that in Pennsylvania, Doug Mastriano was the Republican candidate winner. Yay! And we know that Josh Shapiro ran uncontested. He ran uncontested, right? So basically, you didn't have to vote for him. He was already it. It was the pick. We also know that the Republican nominee for Senate is still in a race between Oz and McCormick, with Oz having a slight lead. And that's great, too. I'm actually, I know you, some of you guys don't believe me, but I actually believe Oz is the guy. I know you have trouble with this, but Oz is the guy who can fight Fauci. Remember, I'm all about ending a mandate. So anyway, Oz has a slight lead. But when I examined the numbers, let me tell you what I found, and it was really surprising. I went to a government-run website called electionreturns.pa.gov, electionreturns.pa.gov, to see, and I basically just wanted to see if Oz was winning, and I saw that he was ahead by a tiny margin. But I started to look at it again, and I found a lot more information than I expected. Let's start with the governor's race for a moment. As I said before, Josh Shapiro ran unopposed. Mastriano had 8 competitors. Mastriano won with 44.26% of the vote, a landslide, right? Or a total of 580,793 votes. When I compared that to Josh Shapiro, remember he ran unopposed, Shapiro had 1,126,000 votes. Now, that makes sense because if you think about it, if everybody just checked off the box, that would make some sense, especially because Mastriano had 8 competitors. Now, check this part out. When I compared the mail-in votes to the in-person votes, I found that Shapiro had 444,713 mail-in votes of that 1,100,000 votes. So, unbelievable. He had the total votes of 1,126,000, right? That's a lot of mail-in votes. Now, check this out. All of the total mail-in votes for the Republicans put together were a total of 124,327 votes. That means there were almost 4 times the mail-in votes for Shapiro as there were for all the Republicans put together. Remember that Shapiro ran uncontested. By the way, I went ahead and examined the votes for Senate, and I found the same astonishing numbers for mail-in votes for the Democrats. To me, it looks like a test. I simply believe the Democrats are testing the voting system to see if there's any change. Well, apparently not. If you want to see my data, look up my Facebook post, or you can examine it there, or you can go to the website I told you to go before. But all I have to say is if we can't have voter integrity, this country will never survive. Take a look at what's going on. It's really bad. All right. Let's talk about the baby formula problem. Apparently, Biden needs some food, so he's doing whatever he can to try to solve the baby formula problem. So he invoked the Defense Protection Act. I know what your next question is. I know. What is the Defense Protection Act? Or actually, not protection, Production Act. I'm sorry. Defense Production Act. So what is the Defense Production Act? Well, let me try to explain it. In a disaster, typically maybe a hurricane or an earthquake or a war or any type of disaster, the government has a rule. Ready for this, and it just makes me laugh. The government has a rule that lets manufacturers or suppliers shortcut or bypass laws and regulations in order to get the food, to get food or supplies to a scene faster without hassle. I don't know. It's kind of like, you know, taking the government out of the supply chain. I wonder if we took the government out of all the supply chains, if we would actually get things faster. So there are several categories that are in this act, like transportation, energy, building supplied, food, and others. Look, clearly needing baby formula is an emergency, so he invoked the act to get the production of baby formula moving again. Now remember, this act bypasses the government rules and regulations, or at least some of them, or most of them, in order to speed up production. As always, right, Biden barks vague orders, and for example, this is one of them. Biden is requiring in his invocation of this act, he is requiring suppliers to direct ingredients to baby formula manufacturers before any other companies who may have placed orders for those same goods. Of course, it wasn't clear which major suppliers are subject to the order, and if you were listening to me yesterday on the show, I basically screamed at Biden and told him if he really cared, he should send Air Force One to go pick up some baby formula from other countries. And by the way, it sounds like he might have been listening. Because Biden also directed the Health and Human Services Department and Department of Agriculture to use aircraft from the Defense Department to pick up infant formula from overseas that meets U.S. health and safety standards. I'm just wondering if he's going to airdrop them into neighborhoods or if they're going to sit in warehouses waiting for truck drivers who can't afford the gas to come get it. Of course, there was also this disturbing part of what Biden did yesterday. He authorized the FDA with $28 million in emergency funding to beef up inspections, monitor the supply chain, and root out fraud? I'm so confused here. Did we not have inspections of baby formula processing plants before? And why root out fraud? Was there any fraud that caused this problem? Then again, aren't you, Biden, the real fraud? Where's all this money coming from, and how could this country have a problem feeding children? How can this country have a problem feeding children? I could just see the TV commercials in other countries. Right now in America, there are children starving every day, and you can help. For as little as 65 cents a day, you can help feed a starving child living in a middle-class family. Don't let these children die because of government incompetence. You can help by donating to the Biden is Starving Children Fund. Yes, donate to the Biden is Starving the Children Fund today by calling 800-BRANDON. Speaking of commercials, let's take a break and I'll see you guys in a minute.
Okay, so you thought about buying and selling real estate. You thought about investing in the stock market, but don't know where to start. Well, what if you could find a place to unlock strategies to master both real estate and the stock market, all without the headache? That place is Investor Schooling, hosted by Larry Steinhaus, an expert in real estate, financial literacy, and the ins and outs of the stock market. You can attend Investor Schooling in person or online 8 times a month. You can and will learn how to make money in real estate, and you will learn mastery of stock techniques such as options and covered calls. You will even get a chance to ask your one burning question to the stock option Sultan, the master of picks and plays. Call today for free information and receive a complimentary pass to attend classes or register online at investorschooling.com. Don't delay. These passes are limited, so what are you waiting for? Call in today or visit investorschooling.com. That's investorschooling.com.
All right, welcome back to Money Chat Now. I'm your host, Larry Steinhaus, and if you'd like more information on Investor Schooling, you can go to investorschooling.com or call 866-424-2829. Hey, thanks for listening on WWDB Radio, 860 AM in Philadelphia. And of course, if you're watching online, please hit that share button so you can help your friends learn how to make more money and give them a laugh in the morning, too. Hit that like button. Let me know you enjoy the show. And you can leave comments on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube. And of course, I'll try to respond to them. A couple of people joined us, Stephanie and Evan and James and Jose. Thanks so much. A couple of guys like that commercial on the starving children. All right.
Gary, can you hear me? Say it one more time.
I said, good morning. How are you? Can you hear me?
I can hear you. I'm in the middle of doing a show. I will, can you hear me through the talkback button at all?
Are you talking through the talkback button now?
You didn't hear that?
No, I didn't hear that.
All right, I'm going to talk to you through the chat and let you know when we're about to go on, okay?
Okay.
Awesome.
The show. Hey, I got to tell the producer over at WWDB that everybody can hear you talking on the phone, man. All right, before we start the second half, hey, are you guys ready for the financial downturn or recession that's expected? Well, if you want to survive through it, you should order my new book. My new book is called Money Hacks, and you can go to barnesandnoble.com and look up Money Hacks by Larry Steinhaus. Pre-order it, and I promise you'll learn something. There are chapters in this book about how to make more money and chapters on how to pay less taxes, and you'll learn from me as I give you an overview of all my favorite lessons and hacks that I've learned about money. Order Money Hacks today wherever books are sold, and let's get into the second half. All right, you ready? Hey, don't worry about those guys online. He stopped talking. I told him to be quiet. All right, let's talk about banning food exports. Is it just me, or has the world gone crazy? I know every generation of people probably ask the same question, but seriously, what's going on? We have a baby food crisis. Oh, by the way, did you guys donate to the Biden is Starving Children Fund yet? Did you call? Look, I actually heard, since the commercial, I heard it might be a scam. I think Nancy Pelosi is running it. So I don't know if I would actually donate to it right now. Anyway, we have a baby food crisis, and now we have countries like India who no longer export food to us or other countries on the fear that they may run out of food.
What?
Well, apparently, several countries are banning the exportation of, guess what, wheat, pasta, cooking oils, beef, and other foods. They are blaming it on the war in Ukraine, but it doesn't make sense to me. Whatever the reason is, though, think about this. This is going to be the next supply chain issue we will face. So, by the way, all you Italians out there, I'm such a racist. All you Italians out there, buy all your pasta now because you're not going to be able to buy it later. It'll be like the baby food. Yes, we have enough food grown here in the United States. At least that's what we led to believe. But I suspect that we will have mad cow disease shortly. Watch. I guarantee you something like mad cow is going to come out shortly. Why? Wait for it. Because so far, the government has learned how to control us with the fear of catching a cold. Now they're working on the fear of dying babies, and food is obviously next. I gotta tell you, I gotta have to stop reading articles in the morning or soon. I'm gonna be wearing a headdress instead of a jacket and saying, "Welcome to Q Steinhaus." That's really funny. I'm gonna be the head shaman, Larry Steinhaus. I don't know. Welcome to Q Steinhaus. I'm the head shaman, Larry Steinhaus. By the way, I did order some emergency food supplies, though, and I think it might be time to get more. Let's talk about loan defaults rising. I do have to say, Biden will go down in history with the record of being the best president to ever destroy the country and the economy. If it wasn't so sad, it would actually be funny. I know some of you guys are laughing, but sorry, you're only going to laugh for a little while. Here comes 2008 again. Remember all those crazy loans made to people in 2005 to 2008? You know, the high-risk loans made to those with low credit scores or those who showed a history of non-payments? Well, consumers with low credit scores are falling behind on payments again for their car loans, their personal loans, their credit cards. And basically, this is a sign that the healthiest consumer lending environment on record in the U.S. is coming to an end. Look, the share of subprime credit cards and personal loans that are at least 60 days late is rising faster than normal, according to credit reporting firm Equifax. Many use their stimulus money or maybe their newfound insta-wealth money through speculation investments like Bitcoin or others, and now these funds are lost or gone. This is creating a massive debt hole for many subprime borrowers. Of course, now we also have the inflationary increase of all goods, especially gasoline. And guess what most people are doing? They're just putting it on their credit card. And that's what's going on right now, is people aren't noticing it yet. They're just putting it on their credit card. And it's going to be a compounding problem for the average American and all of America. Remember, we also have the moratorium on mortgage payments and the student loans. Those moratoriums have also ended. And that means bad news for many people. Look, people have bought new cars in the last 2 years, and now car loan and lease delinquencies hit a record. They hit a record of delinquencies based on Equifax tracking, with 8.8% of subprime accounts behind on all payments at least 60 days. That's the highest on record. Credit card companies are also reporting more 30 and 60-day late payments, and we also have mortgages falling behind soon as well. Look, all this doom and gloom, it could be a problem or an opportunity. You get to make that choice. I've made mine. I choose to make a boatload of money as we enter this new world. I'll be taking over mortgage payments. I'll be picking up bargain stocks and assets. And the transition right now is the toughest part for me. Waiting for the full pendulum swing can be nerve-wracking indeed. However, I'm ready. Are you? Look, I told you it's a good time to plug investor schooling. So go to investorschooling.com and learn how to do it. By the way, here's another way to learn. Watch this commercial.
Okay, so So you thought about buying and selling real estate. You thought about investing in the stock market, but don't know where to start. Well, what if you could find a place to unlock strategies to master both real estate and the stock market, all without the headache? That place is Investor Schooling, hosted by Larry Steinhaus, an expert in real estate, financial literacy, and the ins and outs of the stock market. You can attend Investor Schooling in person or online 8 times a month. You can and will learn how to make money in real estate, and you will learn mastery of stock techniques such as options and covered calls. You will even get a chance to ask your one burning question to the stock option sultan, the master of picks and plays. Call today for free information and receive a complimentary pass to attend classes or register online at investorschooling.com. Don't delay. These passes are limited. So what are you waiting for? Call in today or visit investorschooling.com. That's investorschooling.com.
All right, welcome back to Money Chat Now. I'm your host, Larry Steinhaus. And by the way, I want to let you guys know that I'm having a book launch on June 1st. And it's June 1st at 6 o'clock. And if you want to join me, I'd really appreciate it if you guys join me. We'd have a lot of fun. We're going to eat dinner, and we're going to have the and we're going to see the book, and I'm going to sign your copy of your book. It's going to be at the Sheraton between 6 and 10 on June 1st. Go to moneyhacksbook.com. moneyhacksbook.com to register. It's $27, and I'm telling you, the meal is going to be great. The jacket I'm wearing is going to even be better, so definitely be there. Go to moneyhacksbook.com, and you will enjoy that day. All right, let's get back to what's going on. Right now, the futures are down 277. They were down almost 500 at one point this morning, so that's really rough. We talked about election integrity, and that's like, you know what? That's a new oxymoron. The two words, election integrity, that's a new oxymoron. It's like, you know, jumbo shrimp. And military intelligence and presidential intelligence, I guess, right? All right, we also talked about baby formula, and we talked about the fact that they're going to be banning food exports. And we talked, of course, about loan defaults rising, and pretty soon I'm going to be taking over a whole bunch of people's mortgages and taking over their house. I can't wait. Coming up, of course, we have today's picks and plays. But did you guys hit that like button yet? Did you hit that share button? Come on, I see you guys on there. You guys are all having this great conversation online. Hit that share button. Let everybody know that you're watching the show, and let everybody know that they can benefit from watching the show. You could share it on your page or in groups, and you can also leave comments on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter. And of course, if you're listening on WWDB Radio, set one of your presets to this channel and listen every day at 7:30 for all you need to know about the politics behind the stock market. Ay-yi-yi, it's starting off as an ugly day already, man. I got to tell you, down 270, that's rough, right? As I said earlier, if the Dow drops between 31,300, we're in trouble. And guess what? It's just under there. So that would mean to me that the 28,000 prediction is going to come a bit sooner than I expected, and it's getting really ugly, folks. We will have up days as well, but it appears that having more down days than up days is what's happening right now. So it might be time to take advantage of that knowledge. It might be time to buy some puts on the SPY index fund. Look, wait for a big jump in the market, and then at the end of the day, just buy a SPY put. You know, I do have to mention that this is gambling, and it's not the usual advice I give, but if you want to risk a small amount of money, it might be a play. By the way, I was reading an article this morning, and it's always nice to know that someone agrees with your thoughts. David Sakira from Morningstar released information on an article on CNBC about his favorite picks and stocks, and he feels that certain stocks are very undervalued. First of all, he said this: we think the U.S. equity market has fallen far enough and fast enough that we think it's swung too far to the downside in the short term, especially among growth stocks. Obviously, that was before he saw this morning's futures. He went on to discuss some of his favorite picks in this current market, and I was pleased to see that several of them are mine for the same reasons that he feels they're good. Sakira believes airline stocks will benefit from a return in business travel to pre-pandemic levels by 2024. He also likes, and he specifically said, Carnival Cruise Line as the best pick in the cruise line section. You know, he also said that Caesars Entertainment is also great in gaming. And, you know, I got to tell you that I'm sitting on a lot of American Airlines, and I'm sitting on a lot of Carnival Cruise Line stocks and stock options. My concern, if you remember before, he said that it'll come back by 2024. Yikes, my options expire mid-July. I really like the Carnival Cruise Line stock, and I think it's a great play for the stock. Buy a whole bunch of it. Just hold on to it if you have to, but buy a whole bunch of it. I think it's a great play. The option could be a great play, and we're going to find out. Sakira also likes Meta and Apple, and he said that he's added these to his picks as well by saying these companies will be best positioned to weather economic disruptions as well as they typically have the strongest pricing power to offset inflationary pressures. He also suggested BlackRock, Estee Lauder, Wells Fargo, and Honeywell as preferred stock picks. Look, we're going to see what happens. I don't know, but I don't know. Are you guys strapped into your seats today? Because I'm telling you, it's going to be another wild ride. I don't know if my knuckles could be any whiter anymore because, like, it's like, ah! All right, let's take a final look at the futures. And right now, the Dow is down 252, the S&P is down 30, and the NASDAQ is down 93. I'm telling you, we got to get some good days here. It's getting really bad. Let's talk about crypto. Let's talk about crypto, what's going on. I got to ask, is Bitcoin and crypto finished? Many are going to be asking this question for the next few months. And I will tell you that some are going to be piling in their life savings, while others are going to be pulling out what's left of their life savings from their crypto wallets. I'm curious to see if crypto can climb during a downturn or a recession. You have to realize something here, that crypto climbed during the greatest and longest bull market in history. Can it continue? Personally, I don't think so. Yeah, I know I just lost viewers, but be careful here. Crypto is an asset that's tied to nothing. And for the guy in his car or the guy online yelling at me and saying, the dollar isn't tied to anything either, you're only partially correct. You know, I can go into a store with my dollar and I could buy something with the perceived value of what a dollar is right now. With crypto, I still have to convert it into that dollar first. Look, final thought on crypto, if you want to go into it, that's fine, but I'd be really careful here. I would, if you're going to buy it at 30, I'd get out at 36, 38, 40 at max, but I'd get out. I get it in and out and try to make some money on it because that's what you're going to be in trouble. All right, let's talk about gold and silver. I still don't understand gold and silver prices being so low, but I'm going to say I think it's an opportunity to buy. Seriously, take what's left of your crypto money and buy gold and silver. It'll probably be a good choice. Treasury bonds are below 2.8, and not even the bond can make you money right now. I don't know where everybody's putting their money, but weird, right? Where's everybody putting their money? I mean, are they putting it, you know, maybe they're all sending it to the starving children Biden fund. Who knows? Oil dropped to 108, and I still see this dropping under 100 right after Memorial Day weekend. And it reminds me, once again, we all know a new financial situation is coming. Buy my book. Go to Money Hacks. Go to Money Hacks Live. Sign up for the book signing. That'd be a great thing. Go to moneyhackslive.com. Go there. I want to thank all the listeners on WWDB Radio, 860 AM in Philadelphia. I want to thank you for your continued support. And if you're enjoying the show, please reach out and let us know. And for everybody else, my name is Larry Steinhaus. I'm the host of Money Chat Now. Make it a profitable day.